This is the Closing Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace, a WASDE report day. Bill, what do we see going on in the grain and livestock markets at the end of this day?
Yeah, it's kind of disappointing action. You had a lot, several reports today, and I'll start with the export sales. They were very soft, 7:30 this morning, 355,000 in wheat. Corn and marketing year low at 335,000 and beans at 305,000. So that was not good. Then CONAB came out with their estimates. That's the South American estimating, similar to our USDA. They showed a bean number a little under last month at 146 million metric tons and corn at 111. But then the government came out with their report at 11 o'clock. And the stocks were a little bit higher in both the domestic and the world. Wheat was about the same. But what really stands out from the report is the USDA did not lower the bean or corn estimates out of Brazil. They kept the bean estimate at 155, which is almost 10 million metric tons over what CONAB has got Brazil's bean crop at. They kept the wheat market at 124. And that's CONAB had wheat at 111. You know, pretty disappointing by the USDA, and the markets is down off of that, off those numbers. That's pretty much, you know, what happened today with the report. Livestock-wise, we had a big down yesterday. A couple reasons. One, I'll talk about the hog market. They had a real negative CPI yesterday. It was 3.5% more than they thought. So worried about higher inflation and higher prices, maybe dampening demand. So the hog market had a key reversal off that. Plus, it was way over bought. Hogs had gotten to the point where they were $20 premium to the cash. The average this time of the year is 10. They had a key reversal, and today they're a little bit higher. So I don't know if the key reversal will stick. It doesn't always mean that it's the market's got to turn around and go down, but we'll see what happens tomorrow and next week. That was the action in the hogs. The cattle market the same way, had a big down day after a couple rallies, and the cattle has fought its way higher today. At one time, it was up about a buck and a half, still up about 80 points. Cattle market still dealing with the bird flu issues as well. You got heavier weights and slaughters impacting the market. That's got the market under pressure yesterday, coming back a little bit today. So both markets are stabilizing after a big down yesterday, but I think they'll work higher next week with the we're in the best demand period of the year, the girling period. So I look for a better market next week in cattle and hogs.
All right, Bill, lots of great information today. For those of our listeners who would like to get in touch, learn more, and check out your newsletter, how can they do that?
630-947-5176, wmoreprice.com. Check out my newsletter, AgMaster, or www.pricegroup.com, the company website. Look at the bios of Jack Scoville, myself. We've both been there a long time. We'd love to help you out.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll go ahead and take a look at the closing market prices. May corn down 5.5 at 428.75. May soybeans down 5.5 as well at 11.59¼. May soybean meal up 470 at 335.60. Soybean oil down 158 at 46.02. Chicago wheat down 6¾ at 551¾. Minneapolis spring wheat down 14¾ at 637 even. Kansas City hard red wheat down 11¼ at 583¼. May oats up 10 even at 347¾. On the Merck, April live cattle up 117 at 180.25. April feeders up 90 at 239.17. Lean hogs up 75 at 97.30. May pork cutout went unchanged at 104.42. And April Class 3 milk down 17 cents at 15.39. And that's been a check of the closing market prices. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us today here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, where Iowa Ag matters. I'm Riley Smith.